chapter. Don't get alarmed. We only got 10 verses left to read. So it'll only be 10 verses. It won't be the whole 39 verses. Boy, God's good, ain't he? Man, I was sitting back there in the back looking up here a while ago before we got started with service. Man, people standing, singing, shouting, dancing all around. Worship team up here just leading right along. Sister Brittany over there singing. Reminding me what heaven's going to be like. Will we all get along? Will we all get along? Won't be no fight in heaven. You know what else? There won't even be no fussing in heaven. There won't be no forgetting in heaven neither. You won't forget nothing in heaven. You won't be late. Be on time when we get to heaven. We're not there yet. But I want to share something with you this morning. In Romans 8, you read the text, you know what we're fixing to talk about. And we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. You're not washed in the blood, you're not in Christ Jesus. You're not a conqueror. You may do a lot of things on this side of eternity, but you're not a conqueror. The only ones that are conquerors are the ones that are in Christ Jesus. And Paul said to those that are in Christ Jesus. I thank God that I'm in Christ Jesus this morning. Romans 8 and verse number 29, I know we've been standing for a while, but I ask you to stand again as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says in Romans 8 and verse number 29, the Bible says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with his only also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth you? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. Lord, I pray you bless this congregation. I pray they don't hear from me today, but I pray they hear from heaven. Lord, I pray they hear from the throne room today, Father. Father, that you love them and they're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray as we study this text, Lord God, I pray that we always remember that you are King and you are Lord. It doesn't matter what's going on in our life. You do have victory through you, Father. That victory is through you today. Father, we may be in a valley right now, but the mountaintop's coming. Father God, we may see dim, but it's going to get clear. Father God, it may be pain here, but it's going to be better over yonder. Father, we love you and we thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, right now, spoke into my mind is Baby Landry. Father God, I lift her up to you. Brother Hayden called, and he asked special prayer. And Father, we pray for that baby. Lord God, that you would reach down from heaven, Father. And Lord God, that you would touch that baby in a mighty way. Touch that baby's parents. Touch that baby's grandparents. Touch everyone in that baby's life. And Lord God, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask all this in your will and in your name, in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. As we come to Romans chapter number 8, I want you to get this. It's an encouraging chapter to the believer, to the child of God this morning. When you read chapter number 8, if you're discouraged, I would invite you and I remind you to read chapter number 8 because it is very encouraging to the believer. In verse number 1 of that chapter, it says, there is now for no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8, 1. In Romans 8, 14, it said, we are led by the Spirit of God. In verse 28, as we go back and we read, we understand and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And as we know that this morning, we know that all things work together for good. He said, preacher, how can I be sure that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus? I want to give you four things this morning, how you know and how it speaks to your life that you're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Number one this morning, we're going to look at this though. There's four questions that's asked in this text. You may have all your life asked, what can separate me from the love of Jesus Christ? Well, this morning, I don't know about you, but it's hot in here. Can I get an amen? I texted Brother David Barnes last night, and I said, if you don't mind, make sure that you cut the heat on. And I knew when I told him to cut the heat on, that'd be the wrong thing to do. Amen? Hey, this morning, we could preach on hell, and it'd be suitable in this place because it's pretty hot. Can I get a witness? Amen. But let me give you this morning. What we have in Christ Jesus, and we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Look with me this morning, if you would, in verse number 31. Our confidence is in God this morning. Our confidence is in God this morning. He never in the Word of God tells me to have self-confidence. He tells me to put my confidence in God and God alone. This morning, the world will tell you that you need, the world says, that you need more self-confidence. You know what self-confidence will produce and produce in your life? It'll produce pride. You won't be humble if you think that you can. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that's within me, that strengtheneth me. But this morning as we read the text, and in verse number 31, he said, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Here the writer saying, my confidence is in God. As we read the Old Testament, we know that Noah, when he started building the ark, you know what happened? Hey, everybody thought he was crazy. They thought he had done went off the deep end. Hey, they hadn't seen rain in forever, but he started building an ark. You know why he started building that ark? Because his confidence was not in man, but his confidence was in God. Can I get amen this morning? He says this morning that our confidence is in God. When you got saved, no longer do you have confidence in what you can do, but I have confidence this morning in what God can do in my life. We see that Noah had confidence in God, but I also know this morning that in the Bible, when you read in 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 37, David, King David, you know what he had at this time? He wasn't king. He was just going to battle. But he had confidence in God. He knew what God had done in his life one time, and he knew he would do it all over again. I got good news this morning. Hey, if you're in a valley this morning, I want you to know that rose of Sharon, he's right there with you. That lily of the valley, he's right there with you. He's not left you not one minute. And you remember this morning that you can have confidence that is in God and God alone. This morning as we, whoa, glory to God. He said Noah had confidence. David had confidence. But we also know here in the text, it is pointing back to Numbers 14 in verse number 9 that it said this, that Joshua and Caleb, they had confidence in God. You remember when he sent the 12 spies and they was going to spy out the promised land. They was going to spy out and see what was going on. And they said, it's flowing with milk and honey. Hey, we can take that land. Hey, they was twos that we can. Hey, but 10 said we can't. Don't you ever run with the crowd. You always run with the Christ of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, don't you get hung up in the crowd and what the crowd's doing. You always stick with that Bible. Hey, you stick with God. Hey, when it looks dim, you stick with God. Hey, when it looks like it ain't going to work, you stick with God. Hey, put that confidence in God this morning. He said we're more than conquerors because our confidence ain't in us, but it is in God and God alone. Amen? Hey, this morning I'm excited to tell you, hey, that when Joshua and Caleb, they got to that place and they said, we can take this land. And the other 10 said, we couldn't. You know what they did? They wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Hey, but my Bible tells me that Caleb had a different spirit. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. Hey, I got a different spirit this morning because it ain't my spirit, but it's His spirit. Amen. And He says this morning that we have confidence that is in God. He said, if God be for us, in verse number 31, who can be against us this morning? I don't know about you, but I'd rather have one God on my side than 10,000 men. I'd rather have God on my side than 10,000 men. I wrote this down. I want to share this with you. The enemy against you, and I know this ain't proper English, amen? So this is what it says. This is what it is. Somebody gave it to me. The enemy against you, confidence is in God. My confidence lies in God. I don't have confidence to do what I need to do, so where do I get my confidence from? I get it from God. When Satan takes my confidence away and I don't have no confidence, I have nothing left in me, who do I look to? Who do I rely on? I rely on Jesus Christ. I rely on God Almighty. Friends, this morning I wrote this down. This is what He pinned me in my office this week. The enemy against you isn't as important as your eternity before you. The enemy that's against you is not as important as the eternity before you. We have an eternity ahead of us. And I want you to know this morning, our eternity this morning, what keeps us from going to a devil's hell is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We put that confidence in God that He is able. This morning, I want you to know that He is able this morning, and you can put your confidence in God. Man, is that not good? Your confidence. The first question, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Second question I want to give you here, not only our confidence is in God, but in verse number 33, our care. Now my confidence is in God. And if I'm going to have my confidence in God, I got to understand that my care, what I need, what I got to have, what makes me live, my food, my raiment, everything that I need must come from God. He is the supplier. Amen. So he says this, if you look in verse number 33, not only is our confidence is in God, our confidence, but our care is in God. Look with me in verse 33. The Bible says, here's another question Paul's asking. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. He said, who can lay anything against you this morning? This morning, I want you to know if God has saved you this morning and you've called on the name of the Lord, He has saved your soul. You listen, He's Lord over your life. He is Lord over your life. Not only can you have confidence in Him, but you can bet this for sure that He cares for you. Look at this morning in the text, if you will, with me. God, in verse number 32, here's what He said. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You see, your care's in there. If He gave you Jesus, if He hung Jesus on the cross, there's not nothing He won't do for us. If He hung His only begotten on the cross, there's not a need in your life that He won't meet, not a need in your life that He will not meet. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That's the question that's been asked. God gave His best for us because He cared for us. Romans 5:8, the Bible says, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, He didn't hang Him on the cross. He didn't hang Him on the cross for no other reason but because He loved us, and our sin had a penalty that needed to be paid, and the only way it could be paid was through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how much He cares for you and I. And not only does He say God gave His best for us, because He cares for us, He gave His Son. Turn with me this morning, if you would, to Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19 this morning. Not only does our confidence is in God, but our care is in God. Have you ever just didn't know how it was going to work out? And you say, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. And then God showed up, and you realized he cared for you, and he made it work out the way that it should have worked out. Look here, I'm talking this morning how your confidence is in God, how your care is in God. And look in Philippians 4:19 what the Bible says. Not only in Romans 5:8, he said, but God. My whole life story is written, but God. I'd be in hell, but God. I'd still be lost, but God. I couldn't save myself, but God. I'd still be a mess, but God. But God. This morning, you can put but God in every story of your life. Man, I should have been killed on that high, but God. I should have never made it, but God. Me and my wife should never be together, but God. It's always a but God in there. He puts it in there. He puts himself where he'll allow him to go. When you say, Lord God, I need you in my life, that's when that but God comes. Amen? When you put your confidence in God, he cares for you. Look what he says in Philippians 4:19. But my God, not some other God, not somebody else's God, but my God, Jehovah. But my God shall supply all your need according to what's in your bank account. No. No. To according to how much you make at your job. No. To according to how good you. No. He says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Boy, is that not good? I'll kid around all the time. I might live in a double wide down here, but I got a mansion up there. Amen. Huh? I might live in a double wide down here. You want to see my mansion I got over yonder. I don't know what's all in it, but I know this. Leading up to it's paid with gold. Huh? Woo. I know. I understand. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you don't know how much God cares for you, get this. God took care of the bill by the blood of Jesus Christ. Took care of the bill by the blood. I'll give you a third thing this morning, man. I'll tell you what, God's in the house. I thank God that he lives inside of us. Number one, we have confidence is in God in verse 31. Number two, our care is in God in verse 33. But I want to show you in verse 34. And this is a main point right here I don't want you to miss. When you have confidence in God and you know he's taking care of you, you ever ask yourself, why does he take care of me? Why does he take care of his children? Why does he? I'm going to give you just a word here. Verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Not only are we more than conquerors because our confidence is in God, not only because our care is in God, but we are in the custody of God. When I got saved, Satan lost custody of me. When I got saved, see, I was disobedient, and I was following the father of this world, who has variableness, and he don't know, and he don't lead right, and he don't do right. I followed Satan, and before you got saved, no matter how good you thought you was, before you got washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you was following Satan too. That's just the way it is. But when I got saved, he lost custody. There's a custody battle going on. There was a war against my soul. Satan wanted me, but he hadn't paid nothing for me. Can you hear me? Satan wanted me, but he ain't paid nothing for me. Jesus paid the bill before he ever took me into custody. See, he ain't took me into custody yet, but he already made the payment. He said, who can condemn you? It is Christ that died. I don't know if she's saved or not. I don't know if he's saved or not. Ain't your job to know if they're saved or not. It's your job to worry about you. It's my job to worry about me, that I'm born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not for me to condemn no man. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn, but he came into the world that the world might be saved. Whoa, that's just good. He took me into custody. Satan lost all privileges. He lost all custody rights. He lost all visitation rights. He don't even get weekends. Listen to me. He lost it all. He said, you're lost. You're no more his. You've been bought with a price by the blood of Jesus Christ. said, why are you so happy and why are you so loud? I don't serve who I used to. Somebody else is my daddy now. Amen. He takes care of me. He walks with me and talks with me. He treats me the way that I need to be treated. And he loves me. What about when you slip up? He loves me. When he died on the cross, he knew I was going to slip. What about when you don't act like his child? He still loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. I'm going to show you this custody right here that's going on. And when Paul asked the question, who is it that can divvy? A lot of times people says, what shall separate you? Don't get the what. Ain't this whole text ain't nothing about what. It's about who. The whole text is not about what can, but who can. Who can save you? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And he says in the text, get this here in verse 34. He says, who is he that condemneth? You say, what answer did he give? He gave the gospel. He gave the death, burial, and the resurrection for the answer. And this morning, if you're going to be a conqueror, you're going to have to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not told you to be better. He just told you to believe. Get this. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. It's Christ that nobody's ever died for you. It's Christ that died. Paul said, quit letting people condemn you and look down on you and talk about it. He said, it's Christ that died. He's the one that's brought you into custody. It is Christ that died. And then he says, yea, rather, that is risen again. You know what the answer is? The gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is what brings us into custody when we put our faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. He says, it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. Preacher, what's he doing at the right hand? Taking it easy? No. Well, I heard that he was set it down. He did. His work was finished. But he's still making intercession. Look what he says here. Who also, in verse 34, maketh intercession for us. That's everybody. That's born again. He's sitting there making intercession for us. We see in verse 34 that he brought us into custody, number one, by the power of the gospel, which is Jesus Christ. He brought us into custody by the person of the gospel, which is Jesus Christ. And he brought us into custody by the protection of the gospel, which is Jesus Christ, because he maketh intercession for us. I'm going to show you the last thing. And this right here is where I want to land it down and let you have what you need. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Every one of that, the confidence is in God. In. The care is in God. We are in the custody of God. Four questions has been asked, and the last question is this, in verse 35. It's not what separates us from the love of God. Not what. Do not never miss. Don't get it out of your mind. What? Get it out of your mind. What can I do that makes me go to get the what out of your mind? Okay? Man, this is get the what out. It ain't about what you do. It's about who you know. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ. The who here is Jesus Christ. He said, who can separate us from the love of God? Listen to me. The reason you're not separated right now, and the reason I'm not separated right now, is not because of how good I've been or how good I will be. The who right now, the only reason that I'm in the who is because of Jesus Christ. Listen to me this morning. It's because of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I'm going to heaven. Not nothing else I've done. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He didn't say what. He wanted to know who. Now, he died for you. He paid the penalty for you. And he said that he saved you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be. Now he wants to know, who is this that's come up telling you that what he's done in your life Come on, talk with me. Now, who is this holding this to your charge? Now, who's giving you condemnation? Is it not God that justifies? Who's put that yoke around your neck that makes you feel like you're lost and headed to hell, but you know you've called on the name of Jesus? Who is that sucker? Who said that? Say it louder. Satan. Who is that that makes you feel so awful? Satan. Who puts that doubt in your mind? Satan. Who puts all that confusion? Satan, because the Bible says that God's not the author of, he's not the author of confusion. So Paul's saying, I want to know who. I want to know who can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Well, if you're saved, you wouldn't have done that. Who is that? This morning I'll show you right here. He's going to give you a list. And he said that to those in the last verse 39 that are in Christ Jesus. This morning the whole question is this: are you in Christ Jesus? Are you in something else? Or, Brother Brad, are you in Christ Jesus? Sunday school lesson. Are you in Christ Jesus? You're either in or out. No, I straddle the fence. No straddling the fence. You ain't in. You're either all the way in, you're all the way out. Not to be all the way in, you're out. This is this door here. A little illustration. Very simple, very, very easy. If I want to go over to that door and I want to get to where the Lord is, I must go through that door, which is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. Now, he didn't say your good works is going to get you through the door. He didn't say nothing. He said, Jesus said, I am the door. If you're going to come to the Father, you'll have to come through me because I am the way, the truth, and the life. I pushed the door, but I ain't went through the door. I'm still over here. I pushed the door, but I'm not through the door. I've touched the door, but I'm not through the door. Listen to me this morning. He said there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. So what I do, preacher? He said, I am the door, and any man comes to the Father had to go through him. Now, I'm through the door, and I'm on the other side. I'm not in a place in my life that I'm living over here anymore. But because I went through the blood of Jesus Christ, I went the way that he's told me to go. I went through the door. Now I'm on the other side. And now he wants to know who's more powerful than the door. That's the question he wants to know. Who is more powerful than that door to drag you back through that door, to pull you through that door? You say, well, you are. He said, no man. No man shall pluck him out of my Father's hand. You're a man. I'm a man. He wants to know who. Paul said, who? Who? Folks, I believe this church got a hold of what you've got in Christ Jesus. Not around him. Not talking about him. But I'm talking about in him. See, he lives inside. I told you when I got saved that day, I swallowed him. And the Holy Ghost has started living inside. He don't rest on the outside of me. He don't rest on these pews. He lives inside the believer. He lives inside that believer. Let me give you this. He says, who? That's a question, not what, but who. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? 1 Peter 4:8, the Bible says, love, charity, it covers a multitude of sin. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this. Then a man laid down his life for his friend. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Get this. Shall tribulation? Distress? Persecution? No. Blessed are all those that are persecuted. Famine? No. Nakedness? No. Peril? No. Sword? No. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, and all these things were more than conquerors through him that loved us. Then Paul says, for I am persuaded. Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. He wasn't altogether persuaded. Preacher, do I have to believe in Jesus Christ? Yes. 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 Well, I believe there's a God. There's a lot of people believe that there is a God. But there's only one God, and that's Jehovah. He says this morning, I'm going to give you this, nay, in all things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, which is in. Since I've been saved, there's been times in my life, if I was the one that doing the condemnation, if I was the one doing the justification, if I was the one doing all that, I'd say, no, you ain't going. You ain't coming in. See, it's about him. It's about him this morning. And when he lives inside of you, you are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. This morning, if you're feeling defeated, and you feel like, man, I'm just beating my head, and I can't get nothing to go, man, nothing to line up. Quit beating your head and quit trying to get it to line up. Just let him have it. Just let him have it. Just let him have it. Adrian Rogers said he wouldn't trust his best 5 seconds to get him to heaven. And I wouldn't either. I wouldn't trust the best 5 seconds I've ever had in my life. I wouldn't trust me down on my knees praying. Come on. You ever been praying, man, talking to God, and something come in your mind, you say, what in the world is that doing here? What is that? And then you just stop and say, Lord, and you start praying again. Where'd that come from? Or better yet, who did it come from? This morning, if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're more than conquerors in Jesus. This morning, my question to you is, is he in you this morning? Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you for this service. Lord, I thank you that we're more than conquerors through and in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning that my confidence doesn't rely on what I can do. Because, Lord, a lot of times I don't have the confidence, but I do have it in you. Lord God, my cares, there's times I can't even meet the needs in my life, but you always have met them. Lord, you've done that when you took me into custody. Lord God, you said that you'd take care of me. You'd meet my needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, when you took me into custody, the reason that was is because that I am in now Christ Jesus. Not by my own works or my own righteousness, because I understand, Father, that your book says it's as filthy rags. But I know what the blood of Jesus Christ does, and it washed my sin away. Lord, I pray you bless these people. I pray right now in the name that's above every name. If there's somebody here that's not in Christ Jesus, I pray they get in today before it's eternally too late. Lord, for the one that Satan's telling them all kinds of things, I rebuke that devourer in the name of Jesus. I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father, to bless this congregation in Jesus' holy name. All God's people said. I ask you to stand for time.